From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Planning Board, September 23rd, chose to continue its review of the A. Colarusso & Sons Hall Road application into October. During the public meeting, the board went behind closed doors to discuss Colarusso's application in executive session for roughly 1 hour. When it emerged, the board had decided that more work was necessary. Board Chairman Stephen Stein said, and I quote, "We have more work to do coming out of this meeting. Tonight we are not ready to take any further action," end quote. Previously, Stein said the meeting Thursday would be dedicated to working on the Colarusso application, which has been under review for some time. The proposed Hall Road would run from the Colarusso Company facility on Newman Road in Greenport through Hudson to the Hudson River waterfront. The route is a major quality of life issue for city residents, creating concern about the safety issues and the impact of the resulting truck traffic on the urban environment and infrastructure. Colarusso is a sand and gravel mine, stone quarry, and blacktop plant. The Hall Road proposal was first submitted in 2017 to both the Greenport and the Hudson Planning Boards, giving rise to 2 years of litigation. The Planning Board conducted a virtual workshop in August to work on the application. The members who attended the meetings tackled the Environmental Quality Review's Part 2 questions and discussed how they could get to work on Part 3 of the review process. The Planning Board will next meet on October 14th, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Greta Jockum is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art Foundation Board of Trustees, September 23rd, announced the appointment of Christy Edmonds as MassMoCA's new director. Edmonds currently is the executive and artistic director of UCLA's Center for the Art Performance. Previously, she was founding executive and artistic director of the Portland Institute for Contemporary Art in Portland, Oregon, and artistic director of the Melbourne International Arts Festival. Her appointment is effective in October. Edmonds said in a statement, and I quote, "I have been fascinated with MassMoCA from the second I learned about it decades ago. What it feels like to experience art in this place is unlike anywhere else. There is an aliveness charging through the campus itself that manages to honor the past while being in the vivid present, and I have never been there without feeling that I discovered something astonishing. It is a tremendous honor to be joining MassMoCA and supporting this outstanding team of people who maintain a creative pipeline of possibility in one place," end quote. After more than 30 years as director, Joseph Thompson announced last summer he would be stepping down. Tracy Moore has served as interim director, and Thompson transitioned to a temporary consulting position at the museum in late October 2020. Tamar Galen, chairman of the MassMoCA Foundation Board of Trustees, said, and I quote, "From the outset of the selection process, Christy stood out from other extraordinarily accomplished candidates as someone with interests and aspirations that are deeply aligned with ours," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Coymanstown officials are working with a local business to create a trail system for walking, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing. Officials met on September 9th with the management of the Sycamore Country Club to develop a new trail from Geralman Park through the adjoining property at Sycamore Country Club. Town Supervisor George McHugh said at a recent town board public meeting, and I quote, "I met at Geralman Park this week with our Parks Department, our Superintendent of Highways, Scott Searles, and Kevin Reinich from Sycamore Country Club. We talked about the extension of the trail system that they are going to put into their golf course for cross-country skiing or snowshoeing for hiking, that kind of stuff, after the golf season ends," end quote. McHugh said the country club reopened its doors May 8th under new management, and the club's restaurant will now remain open year-round. He said, and I quote, "It's going to be really nice," end quote. McHugh said the park and country club will connect the area, and I quote, "between the fifth green and the sixth tee, just to the left of the memorial if you're coming from the Jerome side of it, if you are on the sixth tee," end quote. The new managers at Sycamore are making plans for snowmobiling on the property, but the trail system is not where that will happen because the greens must be fenced off to avoid damage. The Jerome Park project, which has been in process for several months, is coming together. McHugh added, and I quote, "It's moving slowly but surely," end quote. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.